Steve LePan is in charge of Lake Ontario fisheries for the state's Department of Environmental Conservation. The good news, fishing on Lake Ontario has never been better.
Fishing has been fabulous, no uncertain terms, just some of the best trout and salmon fishing since the inception of the stocking program in the 1960s.
LePan was one of a number of presenters reporting on efforts to maintain the lake's fish population. He says the lake's sport fisheries are booming, even in the face of invasive species.
In some ways, it's a bit of an enigma.
About 100 sport fishermen showed up to RIT to hear about the latest fishing regulations and initiatives. One of them was Dave Chilson.
The salmon that we catch in our tournaments are bigger than some of the tournaments in Alaska.
Chilson works for a company that runs a fishing competition on Lake Ontario. A grand prize of $20,000 draws about 6,000 fishermen to the summer's biggest event. Chilson says fishing on Lake Ontario adds up to a big-time economic impact.
The charter boat captains and obviously, hotels, motels, bed and breakfasts, campgrounds, gas stations, fishing license sales.
The DEC estimates that fishing on Lake Ontario and its major tributaries generates more than $112 million worth of economic activity every year. At RIT, I'm Zach Seward for WXXI News.